Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hello, kitty. This is your Ghoulie, the Crypt Keeper, and you're listening to Slasher Radio.
Such a dick.
Welcome to Slasher Radio. Your host, Mikey Bones, Rob Humphrey, and I was going to call you Canada, but now I guess I kind of did. What's up, Cass?
Hello, hello. How's everyone doing?
I'm great. I'm good. I mean, I'm a little... Look, this show's going to suck, just so everybody knows up front. They made me record on a different day. Everything's thrown off, so it's going to suck.
You're so high maintenance. It's wild.
He's a diva, dude. We recorded at midnight, where it's nighttime. Everything's fine.
It's not the right night.
You are such a diva.
I'm sorry about that, eh?
She's sorry, Rob.
It is Canada's fault.
I mean, yeah, this one's on you, Canada. I took credit for the last time, but this one's on you. All right.
We got drink roll call. If you're listening to this, just turn it off. It's not going to be worth listening to.
Stop telling people to not listen to the show. How many times we got to go over this?
I don't want to listen to like a bad representation of what we can do, you know?
This is what we are.
Just turn it off.
That's it. If you turn it off, that's fine, but don't do it because Rob said it. God damn it, Rob.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, seriously.
Good night.
Just wrap it now. All right. Drink roll call we got to get to. We got a listener mailbag, and then we're going to get into Final Destination 3. This was a Canada and me collaboration pick, I think.
Look at us working together.
Kind of, sort of. You said, let's do Final Destination, Cass. And I was like, you know what? And also because it's not my favorite in the franchise. Maybe we'll talk about that later. But anyway, I was like, let's do three. Because that's kind of like a thing. Rob is such a dick on the show to Final Destination cast. Like, just constant.
Yeah.
They're not good.
We've had Jeffrey Reddick, the creator of Final Destination.
And he's on a the lovely show. Person. He's a lovely person. And I enjoy talking to him and everything. I just don't like these movies. I'm sorry. And he doesn't need me to like his movies.
No, he doesn't.
Everybody else likes them. So it's fine. You know, like, it's like the Terrifier thing. Like, we've had David Howard Thornton on the show a couple of times. We had Lauren Lovera on the show. They're lovely people. I like them. Those movies just don't do it for me.
You're wrong, though. So you're aware on all those things. So you're aware. Speaking of Terrifier, by the time this episode comes out, our interview with Reese and Hannah from the University of Warwick will be out. That's just a little bonus episode, so you'll see that in the feed. That'll be up on YouTube. So if you haven't checked that out already, go check it out. Terrifier is good. I'm glad you reminded me of that, to be honest with you. But yeah, Cass, so this is Rob's favorite of the franchise's three.
Roller Coaster is the only good one.
There he goes on his nonsense again. But we'll get into all that later on. Drink roll call. What are you guys drinking tonight? Anything fun?
I got to work tomorrow. I'm drinking Diet Pepsi.
I'm drinking water because I'm trying to be a good human being and drink more water, which I never do.
I do that too now. I'm keep trying to drink the water you're supposed to drink every day or whatever. If you want to see it, a picture of my Diet Pepsi.
Is it in the
Rob
blinky
Humphrey.
Cup?
It's not in the blinky cup.
Ugh, then I don't want to see it. Okay, it's not in the blinky cup. It doesn't matter.
Okay, wait a minute now. Rob,
what
I told you last week and the week before that, before that, before that, before that, so on, so on, so on, not to do this anymore.
I know, but it's kind of a fun little running bit.
I like it.
It's like a little joke we have. you know?
No, but I don't want you to do it anymore.
No, but it's like our little joke.
No, it's not. I hate it. Stop doing it. Don't do it again. The focus of this, though, is why I laughed the way I did. Did you get another? Because last week, if people remember, that mustache was on its final straw, the Sicilian mustache.
Yeah, did you go out and get a new one?
I had to hold the mustache up last week. No, I did not get a new one. I got lucky this time. And there. The problem with getting a new one is I have to buy that pizza, and I really don't like the pizza. Unless they want to sponsor us, then I'll tell you how great it is.
You realize you could just go into the store, pop one out of the back of the box, and walk out, right?
I'm not comfortable with thievery, Michael.
It's a mustache off of the back of a box.
I'm not going to prison for a mustache.
A couple other reasons you might.
I might go to prison for taxes, but I'm not going to prison for mustaches.
All right. You're a son of a bitch. Stop. That thing is on its last leg. Look at it. It looks sick, that mustache.
I know. It's barely hanging on. I do need a new one, but right now it's not priority.
I like the vape, too, by the way. It's bigger than it looked in the picture. That's what she said.
Yeah. Usually not when she sees me. I'm getting used to the new vape.
Yeah. All right. And Cass, bravo to you on the water. I need to drink more water as well. I am drinking the other half of my. Okay. It's margarita in a can, but it's not margarita in a can.
It's like a different brand. I've done that before.
Yeah, I was out and I was looking for something at the smoke shop, and I was like, man, they didn't really have any fun options, but they had this. It's a Club Tales Sunny Margarita in a can. It's in one of those Arizona size cans. Still not as strong as Cutwater, though.
Yeah, well, Cutwater don't play.
Oh. As Cass, you found that out recently too, didn't you?
Yeah, that shit fucked you up.
All right, fair enough. Okay.
Trace the call. It's coming from inside the house.
917-397-KILL. 917-397-5455. You can leave a text message for the show, a voicemail for the show, the Patreon messages on, you know, each episode and all those things. Those get thrown into the mailbag as well. So you can also sign up for the Patreon. It's a good, fun way to get into the mailbag. Patreon.com/radio. Text messages are read by Ghostface. Voicemails are played on the show. We're going to have voicemails this week. Here we go.
Hello, hosts and listeners. Ghostface here with messages from last week's episode. The first message is from IR Chris. With Canada on the show, Rob wasn't on the episode, and Mikey said he would rewatch/re-review it. Feast is back on the menu.
I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
God.
God damn it, man. Okay, Chris.
Hell of a deal.
Look, honestly, too, I was going to try and plead, but honestly, I didn't hate Feast that much, the original Feast. I didn't hate it that
awful.
Much.
It's awful.
It's not that bad.
Oh, it's a bad movie.
You ever seen Feast, Canada?
Yeah, I have.
That was not I guess you didn't like it.
No, not a good one.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's not as big of a threat to me. Like, I'll watch Feast. It's whatever.
I mean, I don't watch a reality competition show winning movie, you know?
It's not good, but it's not great. It's not good. You know, I'm not going to sit and advocate for it, but it's not the worst. It's nowhere near as bad as Feast 2.
I didn't even know there was a second one, to be honest.
Dude, there's three of them.
Oh, God.
That second one, though, Cass, that's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
This second one's bad.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, like bad. It's not even good bad, like, because even Rob thinks it's bad.
It's really just bad.
Yeah.
The third one is better than the second one, but it still isn't good.
No, it's really bad. The third
of
one.
The three, just of the three, Cass, the first one is the best.
Okay. Noted. Good to know.
That's no, so I'll take that bullet. That's fine. Whatever.
I'm not going to be happy about having to rewatch that shitty movie, but, you know.
No. No, but I'll get through it. All right. Well, Chris, I don't know. We'll see. The Omen, dude. Like, I don't know. For us to sit and choose to watch that movie, like, why? You know? All right. Next message.
The next message is from Carly. Yay. Slasher Radio discussing good movies. Also, I have a theory that Mikey would actually really love the Twilight movies, and that's why he doesn't want to watch them.
Damn.
I love this one.
I think that's a solid theory, especially based on your drink choices usually.
You motherfucker. Leave me alone. Carly also said to leave me alone for my drink choices.
Well, I know. That's what made me think of it.
Yeah, I know. But she can't be right and wrong. So pick a side of the fence here, damn it.
She's right this time. She was wrong the last time. It's fine.
Okay, two things here with what Carly said. It started off great. It ended really bad for me. Carly, no. I've said before, my mother was a huge Twilight fan. Front license plate cover and everything. Okay? Huge Twilight fan. I've seen more of Twilight than I would ever care to revisit. I don't like it. No, there's no way. I don't like this movie. But Carly is of the new blood in the Patreon where they want us to watch good movies. This is where the tide is changing for Chris and Greg, and I think they know it, Rob.
I know. I'm pretty happy about that shift.
Yeah, yeah. And Spyro's in on that as well. Kind of, I don't know. Mystic, she'll throw something at us fucked up every now and then. But thank you, Carly. I appreciate us being able to watch good movies, too. It's dope.
Yeah, I'm always pushing for us to watch good movies in our movie nights and Discord and everything.
That's not true.
The best movie picker, Rob.
Bullshit.
All right, moving forward.
The next message is from Greg. Absolutely. I stand by every single word I said.
Greg referring to his Hot Take Corner voicemail last week.
That's the one where he bashed Benny Loves You, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really...
not a good movie.
Well, Cass.
Benny Loves You.
It's not a good movie.
I mean, look, I understand that you're upset that Mikey cheated in movie night and made us watch Benny Loves You when it should have been Twilight, but... still, it's just still a good movie. Like, it's a good time.
Okay. You know what? Let's go over how I cheated real quick. It was when we're talking about Discord movie night in the Slasher Radio Discord. We have movie night every Friday night, watch a horror movie, but there has been a big push to get Twilight in there just to piss me off. No one wants to watch it other than Dreamer, but it's just to piss me off. Cass and Rob are spearheading this whole movement. And what Cass is, when the movie night started, right before it started, Benny Loves You was winning. 7-8-7, I believe. Then it was tied right before it started.
It's always been tied.
No, it was up for a minute. I don't know who took the vote away. It was 8-7. I was happy. I was thrilled. We were throwing a victory party in the Discord. And then it dropped back to tied. And we were like, motherfucker. And we all joined in. And just like last time that happened where we had a tie, the people who showed up to watch the movie got to vote. Twilight lost. And Cass had the nerve to find somebody to vote in favor of Twilight an hour into the movie.
Yep.
Yeah, so we should have stopped Benny Loves You and started Twilight at that point.
100%.
Cass, that's bullshit.
And to the person that voted Twilight, you know who you are. Thank you.
He does know who he is. That was fucked up, dude. That was messed up.
I mean, I nominated a banger of a movie, but nobody was voting for it, so I switched my vote.
You didn't even like your movie.
Yeah, actually, really. Don't watch Popeye the Slayer, man. It's not good.
Well, considering Twilight got scammed this past week, I really think that we need to watch it. Not this week, because I'll be away, but next week.
It didn't get scammed.
So you can prepare yourself.
You guys really are messed up.
No, you rig the movie night all the time.
I do not. I vote for all of them. I get no vote. I didn't rig anything. But the point is, you're being mean, Cass, to Benny Loves You because of Twilight, and that's not fair. Benny Loves You, a very good movie.
It is a good movie, Cass.
Benny Loves You wasn't bad. It was kind of funny at parts. Some of the kills were funny.
And Benny's adorable.
But Twilight would have been so much better.
Yeah.
Twilight would have been better. I will die on the hill of getting Twilight for movie night, so you bet your ass it'll be nominated every fucking week until we watch it.
I know, it doesn't stop. It gets so close every fucking week. And again, be that as it may, don't be mean to Benny Loves You. Benny Loves You didn't do nothing. He's adorable and you know it. Me and Rob both have Benny plushies. You can't say that to us. Not right. All right, next message.
The next message.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Whoa. Greg. Greg almost got by on this clean. because we had to argue with Canada. Greg, stop it. You were mean to it. It wasn't right. I know you mean every word you said, but you're still wrong. Because you mean it doesn't make you less wrong.
Yeah, you're very wrong, Greg.
Yeah.
About a lot of things, including what you said last week.
Oh, yeah. Especially what you said last week.
Kick him in the dick.
All right, next message.
The next message is from Mystic. Nick Cage in a cage.
That's it? That's the message?
10 out of 10. Great message.
That is the message.
All right.
Love it.
That's a badass message.
That is that's sort of my catchphrase when we play DVD. Nick Cage in a cage.
Cage in a cage. Yeah. Nick Cage down.
Yeah. Although they only have cages when it's two V8s.
Yeah.
So usually it's Nick Cage on a hook or Nick Cage down. I say Nick Cage down a lot.
Watch they do like a Nick Cage event in the future where there's like a whole bunch of cages around the map.
They should do a Nick Cage event.
Sure, that could have been a good April Fool's game mode, kind of like My Little Oney, which was dope.
Cage, Nick Cage.
Yeah. Nick Cage down, Nick Cage out.
Nick Cage out.
That's said quite a bit.
When he opens that exit gate and just leaves everyone else.
Well, I say that when I die and also when I run out the exit gate, I'll let you guys know I'm leaving.
Yeah. You give no fucks.
Bingo mistake. When the gate is open, I am leaving. I don't give a fuck.
Ass and elbows, right, Rob?
That's right. Ass and elbows.
All right. Next message.
The last message is a text message from an anonymous sender. Using AI on Twitter doesn't make you look cool. You just look like stupid. Pay artists or just draw something yourself. Or pick up 3D modeling. It's not hard.
Okay.
Yeah, just go learn a whole new skill, Mikey.
Yeah.
You can do it.
3D models. What are you doing, you lazy bastard?
Yeah,
I know. All right. I'm kind of looking forward to talk about this. Not really, to be honest. I'm actually quite tired of fucking talking about it. But you know what? I'm actually able to speak, which is nice and a lot better than typing. If you haven't been on the internet in the past couple of days and missed this whole debacle over this tweet that I sent out with a fucking AI image on it, of horror movie characters on a Mount Rushmore. Now, you can go on Twitter.
Real quick, Canada, Mount Rushmore is a monument here in America.
I know what it is. It has
it's a mountain that has the faces of four previous presidents carved into it.
Canadians are really educated on America, so I know.
America?
I'm just saying, if you guys had something like that in Canada, I wouldn't know shit about it. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Point being, I'm not going to rehash the whole thing. You can go on Twitter and check it all out if you would like to. It got to a ridiculous point of literally going viral. And I'm going to say this. I stand by. I do not think an image that was generated through AI and tweeting it out for fun discussion, just for no reason at all, but hey guys, what do you think of this? I do not believe it deserves what occurred. I'm not saying you have to like it. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying for what occurred and the amount of nonsense that occurred over that was absurd. To the point of Kira, who is very popular on Twitter, 2 million followers. Every time I open my fucking Twitter app, it's like the first or second tweet I see when I open the app and it sends me to my feed, reposted this image. They didn't retweet our tweet, but they posted the image. That thing's doing very well. Then the Megan movie. Yes, Blumhouse, Megan 2.0 Twitter also posted this image and interacted with it, retweeted it, whatever. There was none of this. The negativity, the hate, the harassment, like animals, it was not warranted of. And if you look on the other two posts of Kira and the Megan film, there was none of that. And rightfully so. What happened on those posts were what was meant to happen. Horror fans talking about horror movies, dude. If you don't like it, you can say that like a normal person and have a conversation about it. I'm going to leave that there. Fair overview?
Yeah, it's fair.
Mm-hmm. Also, it was not to look cool, dude. Whoever sent this, by the way. It was not to look cool. I don't care if you think we look stupid. That's fine, dude. You're entitled to your opinion. I'm glad you have your opinion. Anyone who listens to me and knows me and takes that 2 seconds to hear what a person has to say would know I feel that way. I respect everybody's opinion, and I enjoy talking to people who have different opinions than me because everybody learns stuff. You know, when you don't learn shit and shit doesn't get any type of progression anywhere is when you act like you act and act like an animal. That's when that doesn't happen. And that I'm against.
I know that you like hearing different opinions because you've learned so much from me over the years.
Oh, yeah. But that's what I'm going to say about that. I mean, anything we've ever used on this show for content, YouTube, TikTok, our actual content, all images are stuff that we've done, we've had done by artists. I mean, to compare that image to art is nonsense because it's not art. Art is art. Art is created by people. Period. End of story. It's just something that got sent out on Twitter, dude. It's not that serious. Let's calm down. Shout out to Megan, though, and Blumhouse, though, for real. For real, though. Like, that was the fact that this went. 20 million people have seen this right now. 20 million. Almost going up on. That's absurd. And if you're that against it, honestly, look what you did. I'm just going to say that and leave that. But I wasn't going to leave it out of the mailbag, and I did feel it needed to be addressed. So there you go.
Well, I hope you learned your lesson. All you have to do, Mikey, is go learn an entire new skill.
Yeah.
Final point. Yeah, it's just hard, dude. I'm not doing that shit. That's for people with an IQ above my IQ pay grade, bro. I'm not. Yeah. I can't do that shit.
I don't understand why you haven't signed up for a 3D modeling class yet.
Yeah, what the heck?
For real. That's another thing that pissed me off, too, a little bit. I've always, Rob, you know, like, as much as you give me shit, I have never missed an opportunity to point out how much I envy people with artistic talent.
Sure.
All the time.
That's the whole thing we do here.
Yeah.
In theory, we find good movies. We like to watch them and talk about them. Now, some, they're not all good, unfortunately. We'll talk about that, too.
Like, Benny Loves You. I just had to throw that in there.
God damn it. Anyway, we're here to talk about horror, but that's another thing above all else. We are here to talk about horror movies. At the end of the day, do we do stuff with gaming? Have we done stuff with other games than Dead by Daylight in the past? Absolutely. But we're here to talk about horror movies. And that's the end of the day. I don't know if that's the difference there, but it is what it is. If you don't like it, that's fine. That's totally fine. Yeah, I respect your opinion 100%. Okay, so we don't got anything else before talking about. We take the break now, right, and talk about the movie. Now yell at you guys.
All right. Sure. You see, we do it on a different day and you forget how the fucking show goes.
Oh my God.
It's 420, dude. I'm celebrating. I got the margarita. Come on, man.
Shouldn't celebrate 420.
Drugs are bad, kids.
What are you going to be doing at that Fish concert, bro?
I'll tell you why you shouldn't celebrate 420 when we're off the air. Bad thing on 420.
All right, we're back. Rob, I did forget to mention, though.
Mm-hmm.
The Aussie front. Is that something we can talk about on the show or no?
Yeah, we can talk about it. Okay. We can talk about it. I ran Tim Davis off of our group chat this weekend.
From the Dummies of Horror, the show we're at war with the Aussies.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I feel like it advances the war cause a little bit. I don't know. He was busy on night one of WrestleMania, so I just kept telling him I was gonna send all the spoilers to him. And then when the show started, I sent a message, and anyway, I didn't spoil anything. I wasn't going to do that. I'm not a dick. But I just sent a message, and it was Jelly Roll was singing God Bless America. And he replied, "You motherfucker." And then the next message said, "Tim Davis has left the group."
Shit. Okay. Shit just got real. Rob just sent us a message saying something about the war with Australia and the Dummies of Horror. And I ran to him out of one of our group chats. I was like, I need to hear about this on the show. I don't know what happened. I thought maybe you guys had a knockdown, drag out, a slobber knocker.
No. Just ran him off with WrestleMania spoilers. Now, he is, I believe, back in the group chat now. He has not responded to a single message I have posted.
That's a hell of a tactic, Rob. Good for you, dude. Yep. Nice tactical warfare.
Yep. I'm going to start spoiling movies in there and all kinds of shit. I mean, the other people in the group might get pissed and leave, but we'll see. It might just be me talking to myself at the end of the day. But
I was going to say, they're going to all leave and start a new one without you.
Yeah. I apologize in advance to Scotty and Heather from Friday Nightmares podcast. Also a great show you should be listening to. If they have to leave the group chat there because I'm spoiling shit. But you know, it's just that's collateral damage is what we call that.
Well, we must. This is what they wanted, man.
Yep.
What they wanted. No update. I've been behind on everything. No update on what was Chris's pick that he threw? Mother and Sharks of the Corn. They haven't released anything on that yet, right?
I'm not seeing anything about that yet.
Okay. All right. Well, we're still waiting to see the outcome of that. Now, those were some shots we fired that are still in the air.
Yeah.
Now the war is thickening. Fucking Aussies. All right. Final Destination 3. Cass, you said it would be a good idea to do this because new Final Destination coming out makes sense, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it, though?
Oh, God. It's not my favorite out of the franchise, to be honest. I think 2 is my favorite.
Wrong.
Leave me alone. It's dated. It's definitely a dated movie, and some of, you know, the CGI and scenes in the film have not aged the best, but it's still a very fun movie with how dramatic each kill is and each death is and how it like leads up to the death. It's okay.
I do not like this movie very much. I believe I ranked it second to last as far as a Final Destination movie within its franchise. Yes, I did. Second to last. 2 is by far the best, cast. Rob's out of his mind. Like, it's so widely known that 2 is the second. I don't know how you hold this opinion and don't feel bad for yourself, Rob.
Yeah, honestly.
2 sucks. That's why.
God damn it. I feel like this movie, it fell short on so many different levels as a Final Destination movie, because these are very different than typical horror movies. Like, there's no visible, tangible killer. So it's kind of weird in that aspect, looking at it from that lens. But it felt like a movie that was going through the motions of a Final Destination movie. Honestly, and that's the vibe I got the whole way through. Robert, go ahead and defend yourself.
Well, you guys have put me in a weird position of defending a Final Destination movie, which is not where I expected to find myself at any given time. Wow. This is the best in the franchise because it embraces what this franchise should embrace, and that is that it's stupid fun. The other movies take themselves too seriously. They're brooding and they're fucking boring and they don't need to be. This one is not any of that. It's just stupid fun. And I would argue this one has some of the best kills in the franchise. That tanning bed kill is amazing. And we get 2 for 1.
Yeah, but there's a problem with that kill, though.
What?
How easy to push the fucking wood out of the little slit it's in?
But I'm not going to let you interject logic to a fucking Final Destination movie. In the first movie, a guy gets killed by the water in the fucking bathtub or whatever the fuck it is. The water leaks onto the floor. But it
makes sense.
All the other ones were like,
that makes sense. It does not make sense. It's fucking no bullshit. If we're going to do this, we could just end the show because you guys are going to be impossible. There's no logic in any of these movies.
Okay. The water makes total sense because it's death moving the water. Obviously,
then it's death holding the wood into the fucking tanning beds. I mean, what do you want?
She didn't even try.
Death can do anything at that point. I mean, it's you can't try to say, oh, logically, it doesn't make sense. Of course it doesn't. It's a Final Destination movie. None of them make sense.
All right. I'm going to say something here, and I don't know if Cass is going to agree with me, but I feel like she will, and I'm hoping she will. Because this is a damn war I've been fighting with you for so long, Robin. I was always kind of outdueled by you and Kat on it. Not everything, and I know you're not saying everything, but like, I don't know where you get a fun, goofy movie from Final Destination. They should be taken seriously if done correctly.
But that's the problem. They're not done correctly. And that premise screams fun. It should be fun. If you're going to go out of your way to set up all these Rube Goldbergian kills and make them ridiculous and not logical and fun, they should be ridiculous and not logical and fun. And all the other movies miss the mark on that.
Yes, how do you feel about that? I feel like there's horror movies, then there's comedy horror movies. And the fun thing, I want to see, Rob, you like too many fun horror movies, like to the point where I feel like you're a comedy fan more than a horror fan.
And I'm not talking about making it a horror comedy. I'm talking about Friday the 13th, which is stupid fun, right? Those movies are great movies. They're stupid fun, but they're still very much horror movies.
Yeah. So you want it to be campy.
I wouldn't necessarily say campy, but it doesn't need to be so broody. Not every conversation has to be whispered in the rain at night, you know?
But you were talking about like wanting to go in a not literally Sharks of the Corn, but you know what I mean, like that style of just goofy. Okay.
No,
I still don't like that though.
It should be light and fun, you know? It's not. All the other movies aren't. This one is. This one actually, as much I'm trying to like praise this movie, I'm not. It's not. This is the closest they've come to hitting the mark.
God damn it.
There's still too much fucking rain in this movie for some reason. And there are a lot of problems in this movie. But the other ones, they take themselves too seriously. And it's like, all right, whatever. Like, I'm not here for that. Like, this is should be a good time romp. And you're ruining it by trying to make like, you know, this isn't an A24 movie. Calm the fuck down, you know?
I feel like it is, man. Cass, what do you think?
I'm kind of like leaning in between the two of you of your opinions on this because I don't know. Like, it's kind of campy, but it is stupid horror.
Like fun. A modern camp.
Like, yeah.
But I don't like the modern. I see what you mean. I get what you're saying. I don't like the modern camp. Using that term. Like, I hope people listening know what we're talking about by saying that. But I feel like, you know, you should. My ranking for this, I'll just say top three, is 2, 5, and 1. Those were all taken seriously.
Call them by their names. I don't know what the fuck.
Log Truck, Bridge, and Plane.
Oh yeah, those all suck. I don't like any of them. I don't like any of the other ones. They all of them suck. How many of there have been? Five?
Five.
Yeah.
All right, four of them going suck on and one six. Of them. One
are you
going
to watch six when it comes out?
Yes, of course I'll watch six when it comes out. And it's probably not going to be any good. They're going to take it too seriously again.
He watches everything. So, you know, no victory that one for us.
I watched Popeye the Slayer Man and The Woman in the Yard this weekend.
And were both of those films better than Final Destination?
Wait, Final Destination or Final Destination 3?
3, sorry.
No. The Woman in the Yard was actually, let's not get into a review of that fucking movie. It was better than I thought it would be until the end. And they
I want to watch it. The trailer looked creepy, but I haven't got around to watching it.
One of my biggest problems with Final Destination 3 is I feel like the event, you know, the thing that happened, the log truck, the plane, this is, you know, the roller coaster, the death event that happens in this film in 3, I feel like is the weakest out of all of them.
I don't think it's that weak. I mean, honestly, there's nothing super inventive or exciting about a plane blowing up. You know?
No.
There's nothing super inventive or exciting about a bridge collapse. I mean, you know, log truck, I will give them that. That is more creative. You know, what's the other one? The fucking NASCAR thing. I mean, that's inventive, but it's fucking stupid. So who cares?
And that one, the race car had its problems for me as well, but it was still better than this, though.
No, but I feel like what this accomplishes that Race Car doesn't is that it taps into a fear that some people actually have.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
like I don't know anybody who goes to a NASCAR race and is afraid they're going to get hit by a tire. If you don't want to get hit by a tire, don't go to the fucking NASCAR race. You know what I mean? Like, but yeah, people are genuinely afraid that if they go on a roller coaster, this might happen. And I think it's more creative than a plane blowing up or, you know, a bridge collapsing.
Yeah, but it's along the same essence of that, though. And that's why.
I think this is a much more inventive idea than that. I mean,
I feel
planes blow up in movies a lot.
You're right about that. But I'm just saying, like, that essence of true fear. The log truck is a true fear. The plane. Yeah, Cass.
No, I was just going to say, anybody our age that grew up and watched that movie when it first came out and will be on the highway seeing that shit in front of them immediately will think of the movie.
People always did that, Cass. I was alive before this movie came out, and people didn't ride behind log trucks then either. It's not this movie. That movie did not create that fear. That fear always existed, which is fine, but it's not like, and I give you log truck. Log truck is a more creative, is the most creative of the opening scene, right? But I think roller coaster's up there with it. Like, I think I think it's much more imaginative than a bridge collapsing. I'm sorry, it just is. I think bridge collapse is the worst, honestly. That's the least creative. They were just throwing fucking darts at a wall going, what's a disaster that could have happened? Oh, a bridge could collapse. I mean, you know.
But it was done well.
We just saw a fucking bridge collapse in Baltimore. What was that? Not that long ago, right?
But they did the scene well, though, in my opinion.
No, they didn't. It looked like shit. We talked about that movie on this show. It looked like shit.
Yeah. I remember what you said, motherfucker. Don't remind me. I remember what you said. But it's still, like, a little bit of defense to them. What do you do with, like, what does it look like when something goes wrong on a roller coaster? The fucking thing flies out of the goddamn air. You know, so like, I'll give them that. It's something hard to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I kind of understand.
And
but
I think they tried their best to make it interesting with like people hanging on. Some of the cars didn't fly off and some guy got smacked with the fucking track and there was all that stuff. I mean, again, it's much more interesting visually than a plane that just blows up in the air. I mean,
yeah, but they did a lot of stuff in that plane just blows up.
Yeah, but they did a lot of stuff in the roller coaster, too.
They did. But I don't know. I just liked it better in the plane crash. But I will be fair to them. And that's hard to do. And they did try.
It's very hard to be fair to these movies. You're correct.
The only good thing about the roller coaster is the fact that Tony Todd is the voice of the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And rest in peace, Tony Todd.
The big thing this movie's lacking, right? We don't get Tony Todd to show up on screen.
That too.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
I was going to bring that up. And I was going to wait until later in the show to do it, but we should have said rest in peace, Tony Todd, already just because shame on us. But that's another point, a problem I had with this movie. There's not enough Tony Todd.
Let's be honest about Tony Todd's character in these movies. He doesn't really make sense. He just kind of shows up and says some random shit. And half the time he's not even right. At one point, he's like, if you create life, then it'll end the cycle of death or some bullshit. And they're like trying to figure out how to, and then it doesn't even fix it. It's like, all right, this dude's just fucking guessing. Like and what is his character supposed to be? His character's like a coroner. Was he supposed to have knowledge that he's imparting to her? Is he supposed to be like death's messenger? What the fuck is that character supposed to even be?
I've always felt that Cass, I don't know your thoughts on it. I don't know if you've looked at, because that isn't always been a talked about thing.
Yeah, it's always been a talked about thing. Yeah.
I feel like he's a messenger. I've always got that vibe.
But they're unclear. That's another problem this franchise has. They're unclear about what his character is supposed to be. And he shows up in multiple movies, right? He's like, you know, so, and we don't really know what his character is supposed to be. And the rules of these movies don't really make a whole lot of sense because we're never given, like, this is, in my opinion, the closest comparison for Final Destination to me. I think anyway, it's sort of a cross between a supernatural movie and a slasher movie in the way that it's presented.
Yeah.
And in supernatural movies, the one thing that will ruin them for me quicker than anything else is if you don't explain the fucking rules. I need to know the rules so I know what our hero needs to do to survive. And they never do that in these movies. They, in fact, they give us rules that aren't even real rules. So we think they're going to survive, but then they don't at the end because the whole twist, that wasn't the fucking rule. And it's like, well, all right, what am I doing here then?
You're not wrong.
And yeah, it's a unclear, foggy franchise. So when I say to people, I don't like these movies because they're bad movies and the story doesn't really make sense, what they always say to me is, I'm just here for the fun kills. Well, if you're here for the fun kills, then you should be here for Final Destination Roller Coaster because the kills are fun.
Kills are okay. I mean, the kills are always going to be crazy and great. And, you know, honestly, guys, that's like Saw gets the thing, you know, like that Saw's thing, the kills, and, you know, Friday the 13th, too, even before Saw. And Final Destination, super underrated, and their kills usually are clean. Come on, Rob. Right.
The build up to the kill, too, is.
Yeah.
The funny part.
They are, and they should be, and the kills are fun. The problem is everything else around the movie or around the kills in the movies aren't fun. They aren't interesting. They aren't
understandable.
Good.
Yeah, I get it.
It's like Terrifier. This is Terrifier again.
God damn it.
You're showing up for the kills. It's like watching the original Terrifier. There's no story in that fucking movie. It's just a clown murdering people. And we're just watching him go from person to person killing them. And that's basically it.
Long ways, though.
So it's like, you know, I mean, the kills are creative in Terrifier and, you know, and everything. But if there's no story, what the fuck am I watching 90 minutes of this bullshit for?
I get your problems with them, but I'm saying, like, at least in that department, I mean, clean, like there's good, like Terrifier is a good example. You're right. Crazy kills. It's known for that. But people do have, I've heard people complain about the effects and that, like, but Final Destination, dude. Some of it hasn't aged perfectly fine, but crisp execution on the kills. And I feel like it's underrated as
no pun intended.
No pun intended. And then I feel like it's underrated in the, you know, discussion of movies with great kills. Friday the 13th, rightfully so. I get it. But start mentioning Final Destination, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to.
God damn it. I don't know, man. Real quick to tie up the Tony Todd point, though. Mm-hmm. I feel like they get away with that. Really heavy because I mean, and I agree with why, dude. It's just Tony Todd showing up. I'm here for it.
Honestly, dude, I mean, and again, my complaints aren't about Tony Todd's performance or Tony Todd being in the movie. It's just the character doesn't make any fucking sense.
That's fine. I get it, but I feel like it's intentional. Cast, right?
Yeah, but if a character shows up in multiple films in a franchise, I should understand that fucking character a little bit. I should, you know what I mean?
Maybe not. They don't want you to.
Yeah, maybe it's more of like they're alluding to something without actually explaining it.
It is death. Dumb. That's what it is. It's poor writing. That's what it is.
I don't know, man. Well, I've always written.
I was just going to say, who knows, like when the new movie comes out, we might get that answer as to why and what purpose he served throughout the franchise.
Maybe. Not a fan of that either, but maybe.
God damn it. Also,
no, you know that I'm not a fan of that bullshit where they're like, oh, answers will be written. Everybody said with Terrifier 3, we're going to get all the answers in Terrifier 3. Still waiting on some answers. I got a couple, you know, still waiting
in 4.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see.
Well, 4 is supposed to be like the backstory of Art, isn't it?
It's supposed to be the last movie.
Yeah.
You know, so that we better. That's the thing. Could you imagine, and everyone knows how much I love Terrifier, could you imagine a world where we just never find out?
Right. It's like writing a whodunit, and at the end, just not telling us who it was, you know? It'd be like if they never revealed Ghostface at the end of a Scream movie. You'd be like, what the fuck was that?
We're watching a 2-hour, almost 3-hour film of the Zodiac Killer and knowing the ending.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, essentially. It's a brilliantly made film, though.
All right. You like that movie way too much.
No, that movie is fucking awesome.
All right. You're wrong. I'm going to just leave it there. What'd you guys think the best kill was?
I mean, it's the tanny bed, right?
Oh, yeah. We went over that.
Yeah. For me, it's 100%. I remember the tanny bed more than I remember the actual fucking roller coaster kill, to be honest with you. I mean, the tanny bed is phenomenal.
It's iconic. I think
the tanning bed is the iconic one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, there's two naked pretty women in a tanning bed. Yeah. You know, like,
That's why it's iconic.
That doesn't hurt.
It does not hurt.
That's why a lot of people like that scene.
I get to see 4 nice titties. That didn't hurt.
Oh, God.
Four whole ones. Yeah, that's right. Pairs whole ones. But that's why it's iconic, though. And I have problems with that scene. We talked about it a little bit. I think the best kill, obviously, it's not going to overshine the four whole titties and in the tanning bed. But I feel like the best kill in this movie was the dude on the weight bench.
I mean, that's a good one. I like that one. And they do play with that a lot, like showing the fucking swords above his head.
Yeah.
And all the different things that could cause him to die, which is a, you know, a Final Destination trope, if you will, you know.
Yeah, Cassidy mentioned it.
Yeah. That one's a good one. I like the thing where they're in the drive-through window. They're waiting behind the guy. You know, they're waiting behind Frankie Cheeks. We don't know it's him. And then he gets Frankie run over. Cheeks. Which, by the way, maybe a nickname for Cass right there. Cassie Cheeks.
No. Oh, my God.
New nickname.
Robert.
What?
What is wrong with you?
I'm trying to help her out. You guys don't any of the names I'm throwing out there.
No. God damn. You're going in the wrong direction.
Cassie Cheeks.
Oh, God.
I'll say this, though. That scene pissed me off. How do you not? I get it. The guy in front of him's a douche and he's like, what was he on his phone or just like kind of in his own convertible world or whatever he was doing. And the couple behind them were arguing. You don't see in any peripheral from either view a giant truck squashing or here.
I think if you're that guy. I don't remember the character names because who cares? They're all disposable. Yeah. But if you're the main guy and you're stuck in there between two cars and you see it coming and nobody else does and you've tried to honk and nobody's moving and you can't get anybody's attention, you just fucking ram that little fucking convertible that's in front of you that's the size of a roller skate and push it out of the way with your truck or whatever he was driving. Right? Like,
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing that is annoying about the scene is that not only is this truck barreling towards them and nobody notices, but another truck has just rammed them from the side and no one notices.
And no one notices.
I mean,
that
would draw your attention, right? If you're sitting in a drive through and the person behind you, or if you're the person behind them, the person in front of you gets rear ended by a giant fucking delivery truck. Or gets hit in the side by that truck. You're going to notice it, right? You're like,
you're going to hear it.
Yeah. And you and if you're a decent person, you might get out of your vehicle to see to make sure everybody's okay. You know, can I help out here? Can I do something?
Can I pull forward maybe a little bit? And then the girl, I don't remember her name either. Why would you try and open that passenger door? Why would you waste the time in that moment to try and open that fucking door?
Yeah, you're not getting that door open.
Absolutely, Lou Ferrigno wouldn't have been able to open that damn door.
Oh my God!
Why would you waste that precious moments in that period of time to even try it,
Mikey? With a super timely Lou Ferrigno reference.
Lou Ferrigno, yeah. Well, hey, I like King of Queens. It's not even from the Hulk. I mean, obviously it's from the Hulk, but King of Queens was good. Also, I'm still old for that. I get it, but not as old as Lou Ferrigno and the Hulk. Clarify.
That's a good show, though.
Oh, King of Queens was phenomenal.
No. The Hulk TV show that Lou Ferrigno was on. I was watching. I watched some of them with my son, like when he was younger. He was like, "Oh, there's a Hulk TV show," and I was like, "Hell yeah, there is. We're gonna watch this."
Nice. The listeners are now aware I'm not the oldest person on the show.
Oh, everybody knows I'm the oldest man alive.
But yeah, that scene pissed me off. I was like, "Come on, dude." But yeah, I there's no convincing you.
No. But again, for all the nonsense and bullshit that happens in that scene, the kill at the end is cool and it's kind of fun.
That's fine.
Yeah, he gets the fan blade or the fan.
Oh, at the end of that scene? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the end of the movie. Ugh. A shredded Twinkie, if you will.
Oh, God.
Do I got to bleep now? No, I didn't bleep you last week for it, so I get to say it.
I was surprised you didn't bleep it.
Because you always grab me by the balls with that. You're like, why? If you bleep it, it's going to sound worse. I'm like, God damn, he's right. You son of a bitch. Stop doing that to me.
So the beginning of the movie pissed me off. Because if I go to an amusement park or whatever with my girlfriend and then my friend and his girlfriend, right? And my friend's girlfriend doesn't want to sit in the front. She wants to sit in the back. There's no flipping a coin to see who's going to take the seat in the back. Like, she's your girlfriend. You're going with her. Why the fuck would I go back there?
Yeah.
You know, so I never quite understood why that happened. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't my fucking problem. Your girl doesn't want to sit up front. That's not my fucking problem.
Especially when he goes, hey, buddy, can you take good care of her?
Yeah. No, this isn't my fucking responsibility. This is not my issue. You're the one who goes in the back, or your girl sitting back there by herself for all I give a fuck. It got anything to do with me.
Yeah, dude, that's what I mean, man. And we've talked about it with other movies before where you give, what was it? I am blanking so hard. Jennifer's Body. You give it a lot of shit. And
oh, that movie. Oh, God, that fucking.
I kind of defend it for its time a little bit, but I have the same argument you have with Jennifer's Body and the dialogue and, you know, the time period and how they translated that within the film. I feel like they didn't do. How do I put it? It felt off. Like it wasn't, you know, if you watch this movie on mute, you could probably like it would pass for a movie of its time and that generation and how it came through on screen. But man, there was a lot of shit in here where it's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, it's just, I was around that age when this movie came out. It didn't translate, at least to me. Like, nobody in New York acted like these kids and things like that. They just kept coming up in random shit. And even the guy on the weight bench that died, I was talking about that kill. He was so mad about this and like pushing back constantly. Why are you so mean to everybody, dude? Like, you're all trying not to die. Everyone around you is dying. Like, you're such a dick right now. Why? You know, like, it was just trope shit that went too far and it made no sense.
Yeah, I mean, that is a horror movie trope, right? The problem, and you're right. There's always the person in the horror movie who doesn't believe that what's happening is happening. And I always defend that person a little bit because I would be that person probably. Like if somebody came to me and said, oh, we got a ghost or whatever, like, get the fuck out of here. There's no ghost, you know. But I also like they do go too far in this movie. Like everyone, it's not the weight guy's the worst, but all the other people, too, like they're just stupid mad about it, like they're angry about it or whatever. It's like, well, that doesn't really make sense. Why? You know, you would blow. I could see it if they blew them off and like, whatever, these people are crazy. But to be like visibly angry about it is just too much.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know, Cass. I don't think there is any changing this motherfucker's mind, and there's just nothing we could do about it. He's just going to be wrong forever.
I mean, look, I'm willing to admit it's not a good movie. I'm just saying it's the best one in the franchise.
But that's wild. God damn it. He doesn't get it.
This is to me, a fun movie that I can enjoy sitting down to watch. The other ones are like homework. Like, they're not fun.
Hmm.
Wow.
Maybe we should rewatch the entire franchise then.
Yeah, Rob.
I mean, if you guys want to hear me trash movies that you love for the next 4 weeks or whatever, we can do that. Mikey's been through it already.
Kat, when she, her first episode of the show, she made you watch all the Saw movies. Kat, to make you watch all the Final Destination.
No. I want to make him deal with that. At least the Saw movies were more enjoyable than Final Destination.
Boy, that's a fucking Sophie's choice of bullshit, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Rob also hates all the Saw movies.
Not all of them. The first one's good. The second one is okay. After that, they're bullshit, though.
Okay.
Wild takes. All right. Are we ready? Anything anyone else wants to bring up? Or can we roll into facts now?
I've got a lot of notes here, and also I'm putting together facts as we speak.
God damn it, Robert.
We might want to hold off on that. Hold on 1 second, though. Let me pull up my notes here. I did want to mention the hot airhead girls. One thing they did do, and a trope they did avoid in this movie that I did appreciate, is that in most horror movies or most movies in general, those girls would be bitches. But they actually come across as like sweet, nice girls. They're dumb as shit. but they come across as like sweet, nice girls. And I appreciated that because, you know, hot girls can be nice, too.
I mean, yeah, yeah, that's fair. And it was a very tropey movie. Yeah, that's fair. But that's the thing, dude. All these characters are tropes. Like, they and are. It's annoying.
They are all stereotypes. But you know what? Most of the fucking Final Destination movies are stereotypes.
And the second one wasn't.
Yeah, they are.
Mm.
Right, Castle Rider. There's not really hard tropes and characters on those in the second movie.
Not off as the much top as of your this head. One.
Not on the same planet as this one.
Yeah, I think there are. I don't remember any of the characters' names. Well, I don't remember any characters' names from any of these fucking movies because they're all kind of the same. They're all just there to die. All the characters in these movies are just there to die.
Well, yeah, it's a Final Destination, but you say that about Friday the 13th. Yeah,
Final Destination or Friday the 13th has terrible characters. They're all just there to die. Fucking fifth movie has greasers in it for some fucking reason. Guys who just fucking teleported from the 1950s for some goddamn reason. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. They're just there to fucking die. I'm not saying that is a bad thing, to be honest with you. A lot of horror movies have that problem.
All right. Are you ready for your facts or not yet?
Yeah, I got some. I got some. We can make it work with this. We don't need a ton of facts about this movie.
No.
The estimated budget was $25 million. Worldwide gross, $118.8 million. Sad to report, Mikey, there is no Danza in this film.
Stop it with the fucking Danza shit.
Does it annoy you that I took time to look that up just now?
Of course it does. That's what you were doing? Motherfucker. No,
I was putting all this together. I forgot that this had to happen because I would have been prepared to do this last night, but it's not the night we normally record, so I kind of forgot about it. Oh,
my God.
And we had to move to a different night, you might remember. Okay. The cast members on the roller coaster had to ride it 26 times on the same night in order to shoot the film's premonition scene. How are you guys on roller coasters?
Oh, no way. Really?
Yeah. Doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, I don't fuck with them at all.
Literally,
you're
not
on a roller coaster in like 4 days.
Really? You're going to go on? You're going to be in Disney, right?
Yeah, Disney Universal.
Yeah, Cass is going to be away on assignment next week. But you're going on a roller coaster?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, no, I don't fuck with them. The scenes shot in the home improvement store were mostly shot in an actual store. They were only allowed to film at night when the store was closed, and they had to leave the store the exact way they found it. So while different parts of the scene were being filmed, other crew members were often putting objects back on the shelves, and they had to run around and make sure they faced everything so that the brand names were turned outward when they left at night. The ending was reshot, reportedly, because of unfavorable reactions at preview screenings. This also happened with the previous two films in the series. And the final thing that I have for this, and maybe my favorite, in Japan, this film was titled Final Dead Coaster.
That's pretty awesome.
That's a terrible name, Cass. That's horrible. The Dead Coaster.
I like it more now. I like it more.
It sounds like a coaster you put your drink on the damn coffee table going around killing people. No, it's terrible.
I was just looking at my notes. There's a few other things I want to bring up real quick. Okay. Before we get into ratings. First of all, did you guys know that the main girl's a control freak?
No.
Because they only said it about 17,000 times in this movie. I said over and over and over again. It was so annoying. One thing that might be worth talking about is how the whole pictures showing a premonition thing is very reminiscent of The Omen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if that was supposed to be like some sort of tribute to The Omen or not, but I thought it was very reminiscent of that. I don't know if you guys noticed this or not. There's a scene where the main girl is showing the main guy all the pictures and they fall on the ground. And it's focused on the picture of the shadow of the plane on the World Trade Center tower.
Yes.
For some reason, there's a sound effect of a plane taking off that is just laid underneath that. And I don't know why, because there's no plane in the actual scene. We're just seeing a still photograph of a plane shadow.
Overproduction.
It's stupid. Like, it's maybe just bad ringtone. Yeah. I didn't think of that. Yeah. It's a ringtone. And then the final thing that I wanted to bring up is, do you guys know when this movie is taking place? Like, when in the year? Because they talk about graduation. They talk about, we see them getting their yearbooks, which is all into the school year stuff. But then we also see the football team working out and acting like they've got a game coming up against the Bruins and all that, which is beginning of the year stuff. When the fuck in the year does this movie take place?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's all over the place.
Yeah. I wouldn't have known anything about the Bruins. So Canada, you're from Canada, so obviously. So
no, it's a football team, though. The Bruins are we're led to believe are like a rival high school, I think.
Oh, right. Yeah. I thought you were just like, talking about shit going on around them.
No, the football team's like working out. They're all like, fuck the Bruins. Ah, like they've got a game coming up against the Bruins.
And dude,
it says, what's a Bruin anyway? Like, we don't all know that's a fucking bear.
I didn't know that.
Oh my God, Mikey.
You do that, Cass?
Yes.
God damn it. Yeah, never knew. I always thought that. I was like, what the fuck is a Bruin? Like, you know, just random teams. Yeah.
It just feels all over the place to me, this movie. Like, I don't know exactly when it's supposed to be taking place.
You make a fair point. Because, like, isn't the end of the film like 4th of July celebrations?
I thought the same thing, but it is not. They specifically say it is their town's tricentennial.
It's just weird. It's very
They make it look very 4th of July. Yeah. And they also have a guy coming in going, the British are coming, which didn't happen 300 years ago, which they're celebrating the 300th anniversary of their town that happened in 1776. So it doesn't really make a lot of sense either. But, I'll give them a pass on that, I guess. I don't know. But it's very hard to figure out when this movie takes place. And I think that's indicative of this whole franchise. Is like that. Like, there's just shit that could be shored up in all of these movies to make them make more sense, and they don't do it.
No, I'd see, now you're getting carried away. In this movie, yes, I see that is not the whole franchise, dude.
Nah, I think it is.
God damn. All right. I mean, that I'm not going to argue it, dude. Anytime these characters really started, like, going back and forth and having conversation, I kind of tuned out. It was hard not to.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, look, I'm not saying the movie's a good movie or that it's a perfect movie. It has a lot of problems. It's just the best of these movies.
God damn it. All right, are we ready to score this bad boy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Rob, would you like to go first or do you feel you should go last? Everyone knows how much you... you know what? You should go last, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be the outlier here.
Yeah, I'm curious to see, because you say it's the best in the franchise, but you really, how you feel about these Final Destination movies? Interesting to see where you land. Well, we're coming off of last week where we did The Exorcist for Cass's birthday. 10s across the board, first time ever on the show. So let's,
see if that repeats this week.
No, it would be very different. Cass, do you have your score ready or you want me to go first?
I do.
Okay, bad.
I would give it a 3.5.
Didn't come with a rookie nut. Kind of, though. It's like a 0.5, though, Rob. Yeah,
that 0.5 is a little kind of rookie-ish, but not really.
Rookie-esque.
Yeah.
Rude. Give me a break. I'm new.
You're getting there.
Yeah. You're getting the idea. All right, fair. I hate to admit it, but me and Cass are kind of in the same neighborhood here. I'm going to go like a 3.8. And I forget. Hold on. Actually, I can look real quick. The last Final Destination that we did, maybe the only one that we've done, Rob, come to think of it. Yeah. Final Destination 5. I gave that a 7.6.
That one's Bridge, right?
Bridge.
You're out of your mind.
You gave it a 1.3.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right. Fair enough. Rob, I'm going 3.8 because of all the reasons that we mentioned. Like, it's kind of just such a blob of a movie, and the things that are wrong with it are kind of typical of movies of this era, like around this year frame. It's a 3.8.
All right. You guys are both wrong. This is the best in the franchise. It is not a perfect movie by any stretch of the imagination, but it is a fun movie, which is what Final Destination should be. It is the only fun movie that we've gotten from this franchise so far. And I give it a 6.2.
6.2?
Yeah. Have fun with it.
It's way too high. It's double what me and Cass gave almost.
Well, you guys are wrong. There's nothing I can do about it.
All right. Good idea, Cass, with Final Destination. I hope everybody goes to see the new Final Destination coming out. Only because it's Final Destination. You got to see it. Like, it's kind
and,
of the
and also, I believe it is Tony Todd's final role.
Yeah, it is.
That's going to be hard.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he doesn't look very well, you know, considering the big fucking buff, perfect man that we've seen it, character that we've seen in Candyman. And he was just this big, towering dude. To, you know, it like it's just it's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm. It is going to be hard. And Tony Todd's death is one of those weird celebrity deaths for me that I will occasionally just think, wow, Tony Todd's dead. Like, it'll just pop in my head sometimes that it's fucking weird, you know?
It bugs me. I was supposed to meet him and he canceled Frightmare in the Falls and then passed away a week later.
Yeah.
That's sad, man. To miss the opportunity. So to see such a great person has got to suck.
Yeah.
But that is Final Destination 3. Next week, I think we got a Patreon. Oh, no, we're going to have to push that back. Cass, you're not missing a Patreon.
No, Cass has got to be here for a Patreon pick.
Yeah. If we end up having to suffer, you're going to suffer with us.
Yeah, so that's going to get pushed back a week. We'll come up with something for next week. I don't know where it'll be, but something.
Yeah. While Cass is away on assignment, we got to start coming up with ridiculous things that Cass is out there. She's not really going to Disney. We're going to just come up. We'll tell you next week what she's really doing. Yeah. Me and Rob.
Oh, God.
Cass is.
Robert, I got to remember to bleep this twice now.
You don't have to bleep that.
Patreon.com/radio. I don't think I can bleep it because it's going to sound worse. I don't know what to do. Patreon.com/radio. Tier starting as low as $3 a month. Go check it out. Free trial for a whole week. You go on there, get a whole week for free, and make your final decision if you want to commit. I hope you do. And on Twitter, Blue Sky, YouTube, TikTok, @radio. I'm at Mikey's Dead. Robert, what about you?
I am on social media at Radio Rob 123, and you can listen to the other show that I do, the Nick Fucking Woo Cagecast, Nick Effin' Woo Cagecast, in your podcast players. And we just released our episode on Mandy, and coming up, we've got to watch a movie with a really generic title. I think it's called Looking Glass or something like that.
Weird ass movie. Canada,
Mandy, by the way, oddly, our shortest episode ever.
Interesting.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know. It's an amazing movie, but it's one of those things where there's not much to talk about because we're just like, yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's great. You know what I mean?
That's fair. We just had to do that last week with The Exorcist.
Yeah. Brilliant movie, but our shortest episode.
And no one behind the scenes was shooting guns off in people's ears and to kind of fill some time. No, Mandy. Cass, what about you? Where can they find you?
I am Make It Mistress on all platforms.
Your makeup ex-mistress.
Makeup ex. I noticed. Yes.
Yeah, you're getting telling somebody else that they're going to be like, where the hell? IR Chris. What is this guy doing to me right now? All right, guys. We'll catch you next week. Good night from Slasher Radio.
Would you rather be balls or cheeks?
I like cheeks better.
Robert.
See?
All the best with Slasher Radio Podcast.